This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. You are tuned into Purple Speech on Joy 94.9. Michael James here with Chris O and John P. Winter.
Hello.
Hello.
John, you're not pushing my buttons tonight.
No, my fingers are nice and firmly
taking a break tonight.
Into my lap.
Guys, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, guys.
Well, it's not actually my birthday. Well,
it is Joy's 21st birthday.
I
21
know.
Years young. Because they've been broadcasting all day from Melbourne Town Hall, which has been exciting.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people. I obviously wasn't able to. I was at work, but I had a lot of people that were commenting, going, you know, well done, and the show was great. So the broadcast was really, really good.
You know, I actually can comment on the food that is here at the Joy 94.9
studios. I think I've had too much cake, John.
I have, again, overindulged, but thank goodness I've wisely invested into some front accommodating shirts. So no bulging for your.
Of course, not only is it Joy's 21st birthday, but it is World AIDS Day as well, guys, isn't it?
Yes,
very
it
important.
Is.
Cause something close to you, Chris, as well.
Yeah, it's at the end of the day, I've got a lot of friends that are affected by this terrible infection, I want to call it. So today,
so of course you refer to it as an infection, not a disease.
Yes, because it is something that is treatable, and you know, I think the word disease is something that's I don't like the word itself. I think infection sounds
because, of course, HIV can be treated.
Definitely.
Like an infection. So
definitely.
That makes sense.
Definitely. And, you know, the biggest issue that I have with, the community and people outside of the community when it comes to HIV and AIDS is they think that it's the same thing, and it's really, really not. And it's something that grinds my bones to no end, and it gets my back up.
Grinds your gears.
Yeah, it really does. It's not. If you're going to make a comment, educate yourself before you make a comment. That's just me.
Of course, we are wearing all the red, I want to say logo.
Ribbon.
Ribbons.
Red
ribbons.
Ribbon.
That's the word. We are wearing them all today. Proud. John, you've got yours on.
Yes. Actually, it's not currently on as I was wearing
it. It's on
jacket,
your jacket. You had it on before. I remember putting it on you. Of course, we are celebrating John's 20... John. Joy's. I'm looking at you, John, and I'm looking at my notes. See?
John wishes he was 21.
John wishes he was 21. Of course, we are going digital today. We're finally... Purple Speech has gone digital for our listeners who probably have no idea what that means, but we are now in a digital studio, a new studio, broadcasting from Studio One.
Yeah, I like Studio One.
So it's a big celebration all around, but of course, we are celebrating Joy's 21st birthday today. So we're talking about that. We're talking about World AIDS Day. A lot of information to get through, guys. Just for our listeners, for our new Purple Speech listeners, Joy, of course, celebrates 21 years on air today. This milestone not only is a major achievement for Joy 94.9 as Australia's first and only lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersexed, and queer community radio station. For its organisations, we're celebrating a lot. Of course, us as volunteers, there's so many people in the background here, guys, that put a lot of effort into Joy on a daily, hourly, 24-hour basis. It's a lot of hard work that goes... keeps us on air.
Yeah, and look, it's not just about the people like us that you hear on air. It's also the people who are working in the background who are getting the cogs moving and making things happen.
So. And have been doing it for 21 years. Of course, you can celebrate with us and talk to us on air at joy.org.au. Text us 0427-JOY-949 or call Robin and wish him a happy birthday. It's everyone's birthday today at 1300-JOY-949. Or send us a happy birthday, as I said, on air at joy.org.au. Let us know, were you listening to us at Joy 21 years ago? Do you remember, you know, we started in a different office, South Melbourne. Mm-hmm. We've moved now to Bourke Street in Melbourne, so...
Obviously, the dim sims were no good, so...
Now I think it's the sushi that we're eating. Of course, we did start in 1993 on World AIDS Day itself, and that's why Joy really celebrate with us on World AIDS Day, because we did celebrate it... Well, we started Joy in 93 on World AIDS Day itself on December 1. So it's very close to us. It's something that we, you know, have close to our hearts as well.
Exactly.
Here at Joy.
Yeah, no, I mean, at the end of the day, with everybody that helps, you know, keep us on air and does everything behind the scenes, I guess I'm a new Joy member, so I didn't realize how much work actually went into, you know, running what we do every week and every day. So it's, you know, hats off to you guys, because you guys do an amazing job. Everybody here does an amazing job. It's such an amazing family to be a part of.
Yeah. And Joy, of course, will continue to deliver its mission and purpose to provide a voice for the diverse lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, intersex, queer, that's the LGBTIQ community, freedom of expression, breakdown of isolation, celebration of our cultural achievements and pride. That's what we do here at Joy every day. It's all about joy and
cake.
Spreading the joy and cake.
And also cake.
Lots and lots of cake.
So much cake here.
And of course, speaking of raw and personal, Chriso, I am of course referring to your videos.
Oh, yes. I was wondering when you were going to bring that up.
Getting a bit raw and personal, aren't we?
Yeah, no. I posted one other final one. I think I'm going to give my listeners a bit of time, or my viewers a little bit of time off, and take things not as hard.
Well, technically, your Christmas countdown starts today. How many days to Christmas?
It is 25 days until Christmas, which also means that as of the 13th of this month, I will be posting a video every day right up until Christmas Day.
Every day.
So it's the
good effort.
Chriso Christmas.
Chris-o-mas and his Chris-o-mas. Life.
Yeah. So it's an effort, and it's a lot of work, but I'm really looking. It's my favorite time of the year.
So, like, Chriso, have you always been into Christmas, or is this kind of a recent development?
No, I've always been into Christmas. I think it was the build up and the lead up. My mum isn't that big on Christmas, but I think it was more so me running around. And then when my sisters were born, when I was 12, it was more so I wanted to be excited for them. I still remember the first Christmas that they were about 5, and I woke up at like 4 o'clock in the morning, and nobody was up, and I couldn't sleep. So I walked into their room and woke them up and said, "Santa's been here, Santa's been," and they went and woke mum up. And oh, sorry, mum, you didn't know that. So yeah, that was me, not them.
Best brother ever.
Do you still leave the cookies and milk
I live by myself. I still leave the carrot out for reindeer, the Christmas cookies, the glass of milk.
I'd be concerned if you lived on your own and those things were gone in the morning.
Yeah.
My family did all that differently. We never left the cookies and milk
out. Of course, if you had a midnight craving, perfect, because you've got cookies and milk there waiting for you. Merry Christmas.
Being a Queenslander, we left out light beer and carrots. The beer was for Santa and the carrots were for the reindeers. All right, let's not get any
inappropriate
messages.
Well, there. I used to leave the milk out and the beer out just in case Santa had a few too many beers and he had to drive his sled. So, you know, I wanted to be thoughtful of Santa Claus.
That's nicely thought out of you, Chriso. That's very nice.
It's just one of those things that it is a time to, you know, really focus in on what's important to you and, you know, give something, whether it be a gift or a smile or something to make somebody else's day better. And spreading Christmas joy, and I know it sounds sappy, but it's one of the times of year where I love everything about being in the city. I love Christmas carols. I have a phone full of Christmas carols right now.
And we have a very big Christmas special show coming up for our listeners.
Yes, we do.
Later in the month, so stay tuned in for that. It's going to be a big... big event.
Yes.
I know you're excited for that.
I'm very, very excited.
But we've got an exciting show tonight. Of course, it is Joy's 21st birthday, and you can get involved. It's not too late. On air at joy.org.au. Shout out a birthday message.
Send us a photo of your key. Well,
okay,
a key.
21st.
Yeah,
okay, yeah.
Sorry.
Good idea.
A key.
Good idea. Do that. Or if you can't email us, you can call us 1300 JOY 949. Rubber wants to hear your birthday message. Of course, all messages will be read out on air, so get involved. You can text us 0427 JOY 949. We are talking about World AIDS Day. We've got a lot of information to get through, so stay tuned in. You're listening to Purple Speech on Joy 94.9.
Click on the podcast tab via the new Joy website for the best of Joy. Joy.org.au.
I'm Lady Gaga, and I would like to wish you a happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. birthday to you. Have a great day.
Surprise! Happy birthday. Go, go. It's your birthday. We gon' party cause it's your birthday. Got lots of presents just for your birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear you. Happy birthday to you. Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh, oh. This one's for you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Joy 94.9 is celebrating its 21st birthday, and you are listening to Purple Speech with Michael James, John P. Wintle, and Chris O.
And what a beautiful composition that was. I really enjoyed
Justin Bieber. Selena Gomez, I was Lady Gaga, Jack Black, Adam Sandler.
No, I thought...
We thought we'll get a couple
of our... Just the usual Monday crowd, you know.
We just thought we just got a few of our friends together to send Joy happy birthday.
I got Bieber dazzled.
We've got One Direction coming up later.
Oh, 1D. Oh, that's what those...
Just a couple of our mates just say happy birthday.
That's what those young kids are listening to these days, isn't it? The old 1D.
Young kids.
Anyway, in all seriousness, John, it is World AIDS Day today.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Indeed it is.
Now, a few of you may possibly have seen the hashtag We Are All Clean going around social media at the moment, guys.
Yes.
Just want to get your thoughts before we go into details of the hashtag. Chris, we'll start with you. Do you think it's appropriate, the hashtag We Are All Clean?
Yes.
I suppose maybe we should, for our listeners who aren't aware of it, maybe explain what it is.
So basically it's uploading a photo or a selfie or a Vine video of yourself in the shower, of course keeping it PG-13. Post the photo on social media with the caption, take HIV shower selfie challenge, raise dollars for cure with the hashtag We're All Clean, and challenge three or more other people to participate and also donate. So yeah. It's kind of...
Do you think it's sending a good message?
Yes, I do, because the stigma behind HIV is that HIV positive people are dirty, and that's not the case at all. It's one of those things that by putting that stigma to rest and saying that we are not that people with HIV, we're not all dirty. And as a community, that we're not a dirty community either. So it's one of those things that at the end of the day, why not? The stigma's disgusting, and I get jumbled for words when I talk about it, because I have a lot of friends that are affected by this, and it does not affect... they haven't changed as a person. I also feel, and correct me if I'm wrong, I could be pushing the boundaries here a little bit, but I think that, people that do have HIV are a little bit more aware or self-aware of, being safe and, looking after themselves and being coherent with medication and things like that as well. So, maybe they are a little bit cleaner in that sense. And I know that's probably not worded correctly, but, they look after themselves because they have to. They don't have a choice. They have to exercise. They have to eat correctly. They have to do all of that stuff. And by, getting the hashtag We're All Clean message out there, I think it's really, really important. I know that there's a lot of people out there that don't agree.
I am one of them. But John, I'll get your opinion on this.
Look, I think the stigmatism that goes along with somebody having a disease that is 100% treatable and is, carers these days, health providers have the ability to put this disease into remission. I don't see why these people aren't allowed to have a fair go at life and to enjoy themselves and do what they do. I don't see the problem in,
Would you call somebody with diabetes dirty, for example?
No, absolutely not.
That's where my head's at.
It baffles me.
Yeah.
It would be like someone who's got cold sores, me saying, I don't want to drink from your cup because I saw that, a couple of weeks ago you had a cold sore. To me, it's the same thing. It baffles me why people would choose to be so ignorant about these kinds of matters.
I agree. I mean, you can still live a healthy, perfect life, long life, HIV positive. And I totally agree. I think with me personally, and this is just my personal opinion, of course, I think the hashtag message campaign that's happening at the moment is great. I think it is sending the message out there. I just think it can be misinterpreted saying that they like can that HIV positive people can come across as dirty. And so by you having a picture of yourself showering, why you have to be in a shower naked should be irrelevant. But having that idea of, okay, well, I'm clean, I'm not dirty, I just think it can be lost and confused as a message. Mm. I think there's maybe a better way to send a campaign out there.
I think it's a bit of shock, a shock treatment, mm-hmm. though. It's saying, oh, naked man in shower, and it gets your
attention.
You
know, attention. I've not seen any naked women yet.
No, I've seen a few.
You have?
Yes, I've seen a few in when I searched the hashtag.
I saw a girl
hashtag.
With pasties on.
but she was clinging quite precariously onto a shower curtain.
but then, of course, you know, look, I am being devil's advocate here, and, you know, you can't get your phone wet. It can be dangerous to your own health by taking a naked selfie because you could slip by trying to take a photo. I just think of
this. Why I haven't posted
Ben,
one yet.
You laugh about it now, Chris, but, you know, that's my point. You know, is this sending a good message out to young people, you know, or anyone out there trying to take a selfie in the shower?
I guess it's one of those
things. Could there be a better way to get the message out there?
I guess it comes down to, you know, dumping a bucket of ice water on your head.
Exactly. Precisely. And I had a strong opinion on that too, so we won't go into that.
I must say, though, like going through some of these hashtag photos, I've noticed that some of the men and women out there have very dirty grouting in their bathroom. And do you know what? If you're going to publish that on social media, yeah. I reserve the right to judge you on your filthy bathroom.
Look, you know what? There are more serious matters. But look, you raise another good point. Is there an age limit? Can children get involved? Or is that kid porn? Like, you know, in all seriousness, how far can you take this message? I just think it's the wrong way to go about it. Right message. I agree. It's the right way. It raises awareness, which is what we need to do. I just think there's another way to go about it than taking a naked photo in a shower.
To me, I mean, you don't have to be naked. You know, there's no stipulation saying that you must be naked. It says keep it PG-13. So there are a lot of people that have chosen to cover their private parts with their hands, and there are other people where I've seen they've got board shorts on or a bikini.
Loofah, yeah. As well, so like a big long loofah.
It's one of those.
Interesting.
That's why they've said keep it PG-13.
Sure. Let us know what you think on air at joy.org.au. Have you taken a clean hashtag selfie photo and posted up on social media? Send us your photo. Let us know on aerojoy.org.au. Look, yeah, I'm against it. I'm not against the cause and the message, of course. I'm just against the way of going about it in this way. I think there are just better ways to get the message out there. And that's my opinion only. That is my personal opinion.
I think it's shock. What is it?
I think shock, it's shock value.
Media.
It's,
yeah.
It,
yeah.
It got my attention because when I...
Because it was a naked guy?
Yes, pretty much.
Well, that I also think as well. I mean, you've got the message is clean, and where do you get... When you get dirty, you go and have a shower and you step out of the shower and you're clean. So,
but does that mean getting HIV means you're dirty and then taking medication makes you clean?
But that's the stigma. That's what people think that people with HIV are. So
how can we change that, Chris?
I think that this is one of the first steps. I also think education is the biggest form of, you know, people changing their opinions. I also think, too, that the people that don't know what they're talking about, keep your mouth shut. Yep. Educate yourself because you sound like a moron.
Now... Chris, I'm going to get a touch on this. What's the difference between HIV and AIDS?
Look, this is the biggest thing for me because people don't know the difference between the both of them. Now, HIV is a virus that causes AIDS. They aren't the same thing. So HIV weakens or breaks down the body's immune system and makes the body vulnerable to disease and infection. Some people who have been infected with HIV experience flu-like symptoms, but others don't notice any symptoms at all for years. AIDS is not the same as HIV. A person living with HIV does not necessarily have AIDS, but all people with AIDS are HIV positive, of course. So AIDS can occur many years after damage to the immune system caused by HIV. This damage to the body's immune system makes the body vulnerable to diseases and infections. So during the advanced stages of HIV infection, a person may develop a number of AIDS-defining illnesses, which can be very debilitating and possibly lead to death. So the biggest thing there is that that HIV is not AIDS. People that are HIV positive will live very long and prosperous lives. That will not change. The HIV, if treated, will not be, you know, too big of an issue. If you're compliant with your medication, you look after yourself and you're healthy. AIDS and HIV are two completely separate things. And again, people that don't know what they're talking about really need to keep their mouth shut.
And I think that's very important that they are two very different things.
Very,
a lot of people think they're
things.
The same, yep. But it's not the case at all.
Not at all. Not at all. And again, it comes down to education.
Someone who's diagnosed with HIV positive, what's the one thing they shouldn't do, Chris?
Dr. Google. Don't Dr. Google. Dr. Google is the worst thing ever invented. John,
stop doing that.
You've done, John.
There are so many different sources on the internet because you can post whatever you want to post. I know from experience from my friends, one person was diagnosed with HIV, and the first thing that they decided to do was go onto Dr. Google, and it basically said that they were going to die within a week. So it's one of those things that don't Dr. Google, speak to your local GP, speak to your doctor, speak to, you know, call somebody, call a specialist that knows what they're talking about, because Dr. Google's not going to give you the right information, and you're only going to do yourself more harm and stress yourself out more, especially if you're newly diagnosed.
I think too, it's such a scary time, well, it can be such a scary and traumatic time for you. I think your doctor, you know, really is going to be the best person to help you. And
definitely.
They're going to give you the referrals that you need.
Definitely.
To get counselling and tell you that next step. The internet's not going to do that for you.
No, if anything, it's going to make it worse and you're going to stress out more.
Yes, I know from my Dr. Google experience, I gave myself the heebie-jeebies. So definitely not the way to go, guys. Just avoid it altogether. It's
not
worth it.
Stay off the computer. Don't look. Go and speak to your doctor. Write a list of questions down. And because 9 times out of 10, you won't, you know, be ready. You won't know what you want to ask. And then a question will pop into your head. So write it down. Take it to your doctor and just give it to your doctor. And your doctor can answer the question that way. Don't go on Dr. Google because you're going to stress yourself out more and it's not going to be any... You're not going to benefit from
that
at all.
Definitely. We have much, much more to discuss. So stay tuned in. You're listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9.
Hey, this is Anthony Kalia. Happy 21st birthday, Joy 94.9. Just watch out. Once you hit 30, that's when the Botox happens.
Hi, we're One Direction.
We are here to celebrate your 21st birthday. Party time!
Of course, it is Joy's 21st birthday here on Purple Speech. You are listening to Purple Speech with Michael James, John P. Wintle, and Chris. I almost forgot your name, guys.
And One Direction, of course,
One Direction
actually here.
Wow. They were in the country not long ago, so we just got them to do a quick recording for us while they were around.
I'm literally going to have that Stevie Wonder song stuck in my head rest of the evening.
Thank you. Getting into the birthday spirit. There's some chocolate cake waiting for us outside.
I can't eat any more cake.
No more cake.
I can't eat any more cake. I can't.
No. Don't make me make
can't
you say happy birthday.
Can't even squeeze in another bite, Chris O.
No. Of course, on this day, 21 years ago, Joy did start on December 1, which, of course, is World AIDS Day. Guys, why is this day so important? Just throwing it out there.
Okay. Well, of course, so are you asking why Joy's...
Well, in your opinion, why do you think World AIDS Day is so important? Why we need to keep this awareness going? And of course, it's not just today.
Well, HIV AIDS is not just it's not just a disease that needs to be treated,
or but an infection.
Obviously, there is a stigmatism mm-hmm. that is associated with the disease as well that needs to be treated. We need to not only cure the disease, but we need to treat people's perceptions of the disease and how they treat people who have the disease. I think that still needs to change, and we have a very long way to go with that.
Very long way. Again, it comes down to education. I don't think that... Yeah, we get this one day a year, and I'm so thankful for this one day a year to the community to all rally together. But I also think that, you know, it deserves more than one day a year.
Well, it's not just one day a year. People are suffering it for the rest of their lives.
Exactly.
I won't say the word suffering, but they are...
They're dealing with this every day. From what my friends have told me, they wake up every day and there are some days where they don't think about it, but, you know, five or six days out of the week, they will wake up and they will be reminded at some point because someone will make a joke within a group of friends or somebody will, say something negative in regards to, you know, people with HIV or AIDS and dating. And to them, it's kind of like going back into the closet again, because not only do you have to, I guess, find yourself again, but you also have to, you know, trust that people aren't going to say or tell people.
Exactly.
And unfortunately, in this day and age, people just don't know when to keep their mouths shut.
Yes.
But of course, we want you to keep your mouths open and talk to us.
Yes.
That sounded on all different levels.
That
there.
Sounds really disgusting, the way you said that.
Do you expect anything more? That? Do you think anything more?
Yes. Rephrase that.
Yes, I was going to say you can email us on air@joy.org.au, just like Mark has, John. Do you want to read his email out?
So Mark has actually messaged us. To the wonderful, gorgeous boys from Purple Speech. Of course, that's excluding you, Chris-O.
Of course it is.
Because I am obviously the most gorgeous person in the Purple Speech team.
You're also not a boy.
I wish you guys a happy birthday for your program and Joy FM or Joy 94.9's 21st birthday. Gee, my 21st birthday was 23 years ago on May 28th, 1991. Well, that makes me only 3 years younger than you, Mark. And that's so many moons ago. Oh, okay. Now, I wish I didn't say that. As for that naughty Dr. Google, he or she is banned from my place and the computer. Never, never go near it. It's bad. Really bad. From Mark and Sunny
Mark
Brisbane.
And Sunny. And of course, our Gay Sydney Australia or GSA have given us a shout out. So a shout out to those guys as well. They wish Joy their 21st happy birthday. Now, back, of course, it is World AIDS Day as well as Joy's 21st. How can we, I suppose, help stop the spread, or what can we do to stop?
There are many ways I think that this can be prevented. You know, and again, it just comes down to always, you know, playing safe and being safe.
Of course, putting a condom on and practicing safe sex.
Exactly. And please get regularly tested. You know, I know that you may feel that you don't need to, but, you know, if you think that there may be a chance, just do it. I mean, what's the worst thing that can happen? I know that there is I wouldn't say a stigma, but I guess there are people out there that have left it so long and they haven't had a test that they're kind of, I guess, scared.
And of course, you have to wait. Is it 6 weeks?
No. Oh, my goodness. Michael James.
For it to, isn't it?
St. Kilda Clinic. You can go get a test and know the next day.
A rapid test?
Yes. And also, what was I going to say? I lost my train of thought.
What were you thinking there? I was going to say, a ways to help avoid, or in case you're not sure on how to avoid, of course, that is preventing semen, vaginal fluid, or blood coming from into direct contact with another person.
Yes. So, the things are put a lid on it, or no glove, no love, which is something I was amused at when I'm reading my Facebook post today. But also abstinence. Okay. I know, right. Stop looking at me like I'm just saying something that's crazy. But sometimes abstinence is a good thing as well. Maybe just keeping it in your pants.
Yeah. Look, I mean, if that's what you want to do and that's what works for you, you know, you don't have to, you know, limit yourself to what you want to do. I also think that a condom's a very effective way to, you know, make sure that you are safe, because there's nobody else that's going to keep you safe more than what you're going to keep yourself safe. So don't rely on somebody else to have a condom. Don't rely on somebody else to let
you
know.
Yeah, definitely. And I think very important too, you know, if you're out, maybe you've had a few drinks and you've gone back to someone else's house and, you know, they don't want to practice safe sex, it's okay to say no to
definitely.
Sex.
Because it's your health, it's your body, it's your life, and there's nobody else that can really take responsibility for what you do.
Look, this brings me on to a bit of a controversial topic. As you know, I like to bring it up once a show. But how about the use of PrEP? So people who are using HIV medication to prevent contracting HIV.
I support this, but my biggest issue is I think that in the community it's going to start to be used as like something like the morning after pill.
Okay.
That's my biggest concern, because it's becoming one of those things that, oh, it's okay, it'll be fine, we won't use a condom, I'll just go get PrEP the next day. And I don't think you realise how strenuous that is on your body, because those meds are not weak, they are strong.
So this is actually, so the use of PrEP is actually people taking the medication beforehand. Like, so in the case that they may have sex, unprotected sex or risky sex, they're taking this medication, you know, because there might be a chance that they might engage in that behavior. So it's not morning after stuff like we're talking about now, but taking it proactively. So before the event.
I guess my question to people that are taking it, and no judgment to you guys at all, but what kind of activity are you participating in that you think you need to, you know, take a precaution? medication.
MJ, I want to hear from, you know, if we've got any listeners out there who have actually engaged in using PrEP to, you know, as a preventative measure.
Yeah.
I really want to hear about that.
I don't know a lot about it, but do you, I want to know, do you have to continue to take it for the rest of your life or can you stop taking it? Because I know that when you start HIV medication, you're on that for the rest of your life. There's no coming off that.
Definitely. Let us know on air at joy.org.au. We'll be back to talk about sharing isn't always caring and living with HIV positive people. You're listening to Purple Speech here on Joy 94.9.
Hey, we're the Veronicas and we would just like to say a very happy birthday to Joy 94.9. 21 years old. That's absolutely incredible. Thank you so much for supporting Australian music and the gay and lesbian community. We love you all so much. Here's for another 21 years plus.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
And great host here on Purple Speech for Joy 94.9's 21st birthday, Michael James, John P. Wintle and Chris O.
Hey, hey, hey.
Slightly bewildered about our very birthday music this evening.
Very birthday music. Just quickly before we wrap up, guys, we are talking, it is World AIDS Day today. Of course, it's every day that we should be recognizing this and help those that need help, of course. But today is the day to recognize it. And we're looking at sharing isn't always caring, Chris.
Yes.
Now, of course, that comes down to obviously, like needles and things like personal care items, for example, razors, I would imagine toothbrushes as well and things like that. Yep. Reasons to be careful because obviously HIV and other diseases can be transmitted through the blood.
Yes.
So obviously, yeah, very important. Sharing isn't always caring when it comes to HIV positive people, but that's still, again, we need to stress that's not the end of the world.
No, it's not. But again, it just comes down to people. Nobody, as I said, nobody will look after your health more than what you'll look after your own. So, you know, at the end of the day, be safe, do everything that you can and, you know, just be you and but just look after you.
Look, I must say, I actually never knew that using somebody else's toothbrush, not that I ever would,
yeah,
was actually a way to contract
the only HIV. Way that it's a way to contract HIV is if gums, like
have
if
bled, you've got yeah.
bleeding gums and things like that. And people with HIV, based on the medication that they're on, depending on what it is, of course, they can have a lot of like health problems with their gums and their teeth and things like that because the medication is so strong.
Okay.
So it does make their, you know, gums bleed a little bit more. They're a little bit more sensitive. But again, I don't know anybody personally who would borrow somebody else's toothbrush.
And it's funny. A razor as well. I would never share my partner's razor.
No.
Yep.
So at the end of the day, it's common sense, really. Things you wouldn't normally share.
Yeah,
you wouldn't share anyway.
I actually
now let me ask. Oh, no,
I was
John?
Gonna say I actually almost lent my partner my toothbrush the other day. So
I've accidentally used my partner's toothbrush.
Just the thought, of using someone else's toothbrush makes me feel queasy in the stomach.
Oh, come on!
But of course, normal things like sharing a glass.
There's no issue. That's fine. There is no. You know, you're not going to contract HIV by sharing a glass or
kissing.
Kissing.
Yeah, I've heard it's about 11 buckets of saliva.
And if, yeah,
11 to be at any sort of risk. And like, how committed would you have to be to like drink 11 buckets of somebody else's saliva?
Well, if you're in the desert, I suppose, and have
that's
nothing
like
else to drink.
55 liters.
That's okay. Like gross.
So it's not the end, is it?
No, it's really not. And I know that
it's an adjustment.
It's adjustment and it's a process. And don't ever be afraid to go through the process. If you happen to test positive to HIV, don't be afraid to go through the process, feel everything that you need to feel, because there's no right or wrong way to deal with it. There's no right or wrong way to tell your friends or your family. You do and tell people what you want when you want. You are under no obligation to tell anybody.
Stop you there for a sec. Speaking of the legal side of things, now it's different to Melbourne and Sydney.
State law in Australia, when it comes down to disclosing to sexual partners, are very, very different. Now, Victoria, it states that you do not legally have to tell a sexual partner. Of course, you have to be safe, but you do not legally have to tell a sexual partner to engage in any type of sexual activity. The only time you have to tell them is if they ask you. If they ask you and you lie, then that's when it becomes an issue. Whereas somewhere like New South Wales, for example, you legally have to disclose to every sexual partner, whether they've asked you or not, that you are HIV positive.
Why do you think the laws are so different?
I don't know. That's not a question that I'm equipped to answer.
But it is interesting.
It's very, very different. I'm not 100% sure on states like Queensland or WA, but I know that it's different in each state. I also think that it's something that the government kind of need to look into, so it's a one blanket rule for everybody. But again, it's something that's going to take time and, you know, more research and more funding and all of that kind of jazz.
Yeah, I really think for this evening, the real takeaway item is that we need to realize that no, HIV is not a death sentence. In fact, it's nowhere near it.
It is
a big change, and there is, you know, there is a lot of stuff that you have to go through. Like, it is a massive journey of the soul. But what you can do is reach out to the places out there. The places like
Switchboard?
Michael James.
Yeah, I was about to say, if you have any questions yourself or whatever, you can contact the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard. Melbourne 03-963-293-9, Regional Victoria 1-800-184-527. Of course, there is always Lifeline on 13-1114 or Q Life. Of course, in emergency, always call 000.
I guess what I want to get out to everybody that is struggling with this and the message to take from this show and the HIV World AIDS Day side of things is remember that you guys are not alone. Anybody that is HIV positive, you're not alone, because there are hundreds, if not thousands of people that are, you know, fighting this disease every day.
Well, in fact, some statistics here. In 2013, 1,236 new HIV were diagnosed in 2013. That is slightly less than the previous year, which is good, but it's still too high a number.
It's too high, and, you know, with everything that's going on, you know, they've got the hashtags like hashtag you're not alone. They've got hashtag down to zero, you know, and just know that you're, there are other people out there that are going through it, and you may feel like you're the loneliest person in the world, but please go through the process.
Don't Dr. Google.
Don't Dr. Google. And you don't have to tell anybody that you don't want to tell. You do not have to tell friends. You do not have to tell family. I have friends who have told their friends and family, and they've all had positive, you know, reactions. I've had, you know, one or two people that have had negative reactions. But that's up to you. You don't have to tell anybody that you don't want to tell. And, you know, to the people out there that are given this information, if one of your friends do come to you and let you know of their status, don't go and tell anybody. When they say don't say anything, don't say anything, because once that information's out there, the information's out there. You can't take it back.
It is a lot to sit on, though.
It really is. And if you need help, you seek help as well.
Exactly. You go seek confidential counselling yourself. They can really help you step through, you know, the grief of finding out, you know, news about your friend, and maybe also trying to educate you in what that news means to you and what that means to your friend. I think that will alleviate a lot of the stress that comes with finding out someone's HIV status.
Of course, everyone deals with it differently too as well. So, of course, you need to find what works for
exactly,
you.
Exactly, and that's why there's no right or wrong
answer. But I understand
that there
is that support and there is that help. So you aren't alone, and that really is our big message
that's
tonight.
That's the message, and that's something that I will push for, and I have pushed for since the day that I remember walking, is knowing that you are not alone in life. Regardless of what situation you're going through, there is 9 times out of 10, there is somebody else that's going through or going through the exact same situation as you. You know, don't be afraid to ask for help, and, you know, don't be afraid to ever not be yourself, because there's nothing wrong with you.
Definitely. That was a great show, guys. I've taken a lot away tonight, so I hope our listeners have done as well. Next week we do start out a little bit lighter. Next week we do start our countdown to our very big Christmas show. Yes. We can't reveal too much just yet, but we are in conjunction with another Joy show. So we are working together to give you 2 hours of amazingness, Christmasness. And
I will be in an elf costume. I will be in a Santa costume. There is pretty much nothing that I won't wear.
And I'm going to put the pledge out now to our listeners that I will be getting a Joy tattoo if we reach our member sign-up target, and more information on that will come to hand later in the month. But until next week,
hang on, where are you getting this tattoo? Because I may be donating.
I'm not going to reveal any information until later. We're just going to have to stay tuned in, but I will be getting a Joy tattoo if we reach our 25 sign-up target for our Christmas special show later in the month. But until next week, guys, happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Love you all, guys. Be safe.
Noel, yes, be safe. Joel, safe something. I'm trying to say Merry Christmas.
He's just got my tattoo in his head. We are getting the roundup, but we do have to leave. Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to Purple Speech on Joy 94.9. Stay tuned in next for The Wet Spot with Sammy.
Hi, this is Bianca Del Rio, and we would like to wish Joy 94.9 a happy 21st birthday. See you soon.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.